You have the power to heal and change your life.
You might not have found it yet, but it's out there and it exists for you.
Our intention is to have a little fun while introducing you to various new ways of healing.
Welcome to the Spill the Ginger Tea podcast.
Hi, everyone. I'm Angel Amy.
And hi, I'm Lila.
Today we have a very special guest. I'm so excited. We have Sherelle here, Sherelle Thomas, and she is a love and intimacy coach. So we're going to have a really fun conversation with Sherelle. And I'm just so excited to have you here, Sherelle. So welcome.
Thank you. And thank you for having me. I'm excited to see where this conversation goes.
Right? We are too, Sherelle. Sherelle, why don't we start with you explaining exactly what you do?
Yes. So my name is Sherelle Thomas. I am a love and intimacy coach. I work with powerful, success-driven couples. I do individual sessions with men and women or couples, like I mentioned before. But basically what it is that I do is I help individuals and couples create the love life that they've always desired to have, but yet so many achieve. And I teach them how to do this by helping them build a deeper connection with their partner, as well as by teaching mind-blowing sexual techniques that will leave both them and their partner satisfied yet yearning for more.
Oh, this sounds juicy. So within this, would we say that you help people step through their fear of vulnerability?
Yes. And I love it because of the gift that I have. Is kind of like I get to take people in through the back door. Like they hear sex, they see sex, you know, and they come to me like, oh, you know, with the issue of like, my partner doesn't want to have sex as much as I do, or things have gotten boring and mundane. And yet what people don't realize is like, usually if there's an issue in your sex life, it stems from something outside of the bedroom. So with that being said, they come to me asking about help with sex and intimacy and so on and so forth. But I get to tap into like my psychic abilities. I get to tap into the spiritual side to get to the root of like, okay, what is going on? So they come in with an open mind thinking like, oh, she's just going to help me reach this goal. But again, like I get to go in through the back door and tap into what's not being said. So sometimes people will come to me with the intention of not being open and vulnerable, but then I get to be like, hey, there's something underneath it. Like what's this?
Yeah. Like what's really going on? Like, what is this rooted in?
Yes. Yeah. And that, when I pinpoint that, that's where all the guards come down. Like, oh, shucks, she know about that. So let me just be vulnerable. Let me just be open. I don't have to serve, you know, or say things at face value. I can give it all because she already know it. So that's kind of like how it is.
Yeah. So you pretty much get, you know, it's probably starts a little more surface level with technical things. Yes. And then it starts to go a little deeper into. Yes. So I know Sherelle on a personal level, and Sherelle is very, very intuitive and can really sense through that, you know, I say clairsentience, that knowing what's like really going on, or ooh, there's something more thematic here. So we need to really get to the root of that. Do you find that women are more vulnerable in these sessions, or men, or does it not matter? Does gender identity not matter?
I think sometimes I'm trying to think and reflect back, like women, it's a different energy that they leave from. It's more so like okay, I'm going to give you this and you help me with this. But with me, I have to peel back the layers with women. With men, they come into it with the energy of, okay, I need your help, you know, and I'm just going to give it all to you. So it is more vulnerability like with men, but it takes them a longer time to get to me. Like okay. For women, they can see me, they can hear about me, they can reach out for help, like after following me or, you know, watching my work for a short period of time. And then with men, they need longer time. But once they come, it's like I'm gonna spill out everything. And women, they'll come to me sooner and I have to peel back the layers in order to for them to get to that state of vulnerability.
Do you find that women make more connections with themselves? Is that it? Or do men? No. Okay. No.
Women, which I hate to say it, but it's more so pointing the blame or I'm in this predicament because of what somebody is not doing.
Yeah. I find that with my clients too, working with female and men. Yeah. Keep going. Yeah.
Does everyone start at sex? Do they come to you because they say there's a problem in the bedroom?
pretty much. But I think that's because of that. Kind of think about like, what's a good one? So say you got a beautiful flag that every time you put this flag out in front of your restaurant, you're attracting like hundreds of people. But you love this other flag. And when you put the other flag in front of your restaurant, half the people come. So with me, I promote and I market sex, 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 so people can come. But once they get in the door, like it's like that's when it's a different kind of like, I don't want to say like bait and switch because we do talk about sex. We do get to the bottom of it. But it's people have this fundamental interest in sex and it gets them through the door. When I talk about the other stuff, I was on a podcast recently and he was like, he asked about ways that he can, you know, have more sex with his wife. And I started naming them. He was like, nobody want to hear that. That's boring stuff. Because what? They want to hear the skill set. Lick here, stick here. But it's like,
that right. Doesn't touch that's here.
Not, yeah, exactly. Exactly. It's more to it than that.
I want to know what you told him. Do you remember?
Yeah, I was telling him that foreplay starts as soon as he wake up in the morning. If he know he want to get intimate with his wife, like he needs to fill that emotional tank before they get to the bedroom. Mm-hmm. You know, you wake up in the morning, give her a kiss on her forehead, like build that connection, talk to her throughout the day, touch her on the small of her back, find out what's her love language, do different things that will fill that tank to the point where she's ready. You know, men have a hard time understanding the concept that we need those little things and those little things open us up to this sexual goddess that they want us to be. Otherwise, it's harder to tap into it. Like we're thinking about work, we're thinking about school, we're thinking about kids, we're thinking about all of these things. But with men, it's tunnel vision. Once they think about sex, they focus on sex. But our brains are not set up that way. So I was giving him different things that he can do outside of the bedroom. And as you can see, he wasn't interested.
Wow. I'm with a big foreplay man. I'm going to share that. So mine got the memo. Definitely. Since the day I met him, that he's interested in that. Mm-hmm. And I think that helps for sure for us. I do agree with that. Yeah. And so, yeah, I don't know where we go from here.
Let me give you a scenario.
Okay. Like, yeah. We need scenarios.
Point out the difference, right? Your emotional tank is full. You got the foreplay. You got that. But imagine not having that connection, and you are building a business, you're taking on your clients, you're taking care of, say you have like 3-4 kids, like let's just use an average scenario. You work a corporate job 9 to 5. So you're busy from like 6 in the morning up until like 6 at night. Then you come home, you got to deal with meals and all of that good stuff. There's no emotional fulfillment. There's no connection with your partner. And you open the bedroom door and he's laying there in the bed naked with the penis. Like that's hard. Like how would you feel?
I'd be all into that.
Oh, I'm ready to go.
I may not be the norm. I'm just going to, right? So I'd be like, yeah, let's, I'm in, Sherelle. I'm in.
But that you say that because your tank is full.
Right.
Imagine being depleted. Would that be in the forefront of your mind?
No, most likely not. And I'm sure you help couples talk about it. Like, it's crazy how like you could sleep with someone for like a long time, yet they're not talking mm-hmm. about their feelings to do with sex. Mm-hmm. And then a third person, a beautiful soul like Sherelle, comes along, and then it just helps mediate it a little mm-hmm. bit easier. And I think it's just when a different energy is in the conversation, it just kind of helps get to that root of that problem and helps deepen the connection a little bit more. Yeah. Or I'm sure a couple say, I didn't really know you felt that way.
Yeah.
Or I didn't know you liked that or you need that. Right.
Yep. I had a recent experience with a couple and it kind of like shook me, and I'm like, really, God, like, did you really have to show me this? Because, you know, it was a couple, and the way that I set up, I work with individuals and then we come together because I want to create that safe and vulnerable space. Sometimes when the couples come together, they feel like they have to hold back, you know, and they can't really be true because they don't want to hurt feelings, which is understandable. Right. I feel like that's the way that it should be. So let's navigate, because just because you have these thoughts and feelings doesn't make them accurate and it doesn't make it true. But if you share it with me, we can help get to the bottom of it. So recently, working with this couple, the man and the woman, they came because she was in that scenario that I just named, working, building her business, taking care of the kids, so on and so forth. So sex was the first thing to come off the table. You know, like, I'm tired. You know, I really don't want to, I want to be close to my partner, but I got so much other stuff going on that I just can't. So they hired me. I was having a conversation with him, and his is just like, I just want to know what I need to do in order to build that connection again with my wife. So I'm like, okay, like, give me the answer, because I don't speak from statistics. I don't speak from processes. Like, I receive divine guidance when I give answers. So as I'm going through,
interesting.
The husband, he wanted to find different things. So I'm like, okay, give me his guidance, you know, and telling them, okay, this is one, you know, this is what you need to do. This is two. This is what you need to do. I get to the third one and I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. Like, I do not want to say that at all, because this is one of those things where the message that I received was spicy, right? Something was going on behind the scenes. He didn't disclose this to me. Oh. So now I have to call him out and say, like, hey, I see there's somebody else in the picture.
Oh, I hate this. And I've had to do it too.
It was like, come on, you gotta be real. So I told him, I said, let's reconvene. This something spicy came up for you. I need to go work out, you know, and then I'll come back and share with you the other steps that you need to take. But the reason why I share that, like, even though it was hard and it was just like, really, like, I do not want to tell this man, I see that he has somebody else in the picture, but I did, because I know the weight of their marriage, you know, is dependent on this. So I told him, like, you know, you have to be real. You have to be real with yourself and you have to get to the bottom of this. But I see there's either somebody else in the picture or somebody that you want to be in the picture. And you have to be real with yourself. It's not telling me exactly like what was done or what you're doing behind the scenes, but you have to be real with yourself if you really want to resolve things within your marriage. And it's okay. We're human. If you are desiring somebody else, that's understandable. You're missing out in your relationship. You've been in this relationship for 15 years, and now all of a sudden it's something that you're used to getting, you're not getting anymore. So the brain is going to present it to you like, this is an option. This is your answer. That doesn't necessarily mean you have to take that route, but you do have to understand why it does look tasteful to go that route. And that's what we worked through. But that was one of those things where it was like hard to hear, and I had to communicate it with him, and then coming back around and bringing the wife into the picture and having the hard conversation. But you have to ask, and this is the same thing I told him, like either you have to look at what you're gaining on the other side of the hard conversation. Yeah. If you continue, which a lot of people do, putting it, brushing it up under the rug, acting as if it doesn't exist, then what actually happens, instead of it being dust under the rug, it creates this lump that just stops everything. So yeah, that was my long-winded story about.
So Sherelle, if you're using, is it a psychic gift that you have, a connection gift that you have? How did you decide that this was the way that you wanted to use it?
It was just
she's a love goddess. I call you the love goddess. I'm just curious how you landed on that. If you were, you know, or what your experience was figuring out that you were psychic, how that led you to a love and intimacy coach.
That's a great question. I feel like I was actually in the love and intimacy coach before I really, and I would indirectly like tap into it. But Amy helps me. She helps me really get to the bottom of learning how. But it was one of those things where, say I worked at a restaurant, you know, and they hired me as a cook and I'm doing this cook. But then I realized I got this special ingredient that if I put it on my food, that it just make it taste like magic. And so I'm going to use this spice on all of my food. And that's kind of what it was. It wasn't like, okay, I have a psychic ability. Let me use it. Let me tap into it this way. I was already in the love and intimacy coaching. Mm-hmm. And then it working.
Yeah. So we actually met in Seattle, Washington at a networking, in a networking group. And I was very, very drawn to Sherelle and thought what she does is so interesting and so brave. And then, you know, talking with you, I'm like, oh, she's like, so like you as a person, you're so authentic and so real, which you and I have had these intimate conversations about where that stems from within both of us. We both come from very humble beginnings, and we have connected on that. And what resonates for me with Sherelle is that you call people out on their bullshit. And you know, I do too. And we're both very nice about it. And you just explain that through that last story. Like when the spirit guides start talking about, when spirit starts talking about there's someone else in the relationship. I mean, we know there's someone else in the relationship, right? Mm-hmm. And so I love that about you. But so just to give my little take on like Lila's question is that as all of us, whether we're a dentist, whether we are a lawyer, whether we are a car salesman or a repairman or a woman, we are connecting to people. And the more you master your own human job, you form a deeper energetic connection with your soul. And as you make that connection with your soul, that is when your intuitive and psychic gifts start to blossom, kind of like a lotus flower. When the lotus flower is closed and you just do it a little more and a little more and make more connections, and that beautiful lotus flower blooms. And that's what happened with Sherelle, right?
Yeah.
And it was, keep going. Yep.
I was just going to say, I didn't even realize, I feel like I've been doing this for about like 5 years, but sometimes I didn't realize like how powerful and like how strong it was up until like recently. I booked like a whole bunch of like private sessions with clients. And when I would take them through this process, I started feeling it in my body. Like they couldn't even verbalize and pinpoint what it stemmed, you know, from. Like I would ask a question like, where was the first time that you experienced this feeling before? And I'll be like, I don't know. And then I'll be like, okay, God, like, how do you want me to help? And I would start feeling it in my body. I know, like, I had a client who, just to be, you know, not trying to be too vulgar, but I could feel like darkness around the sacral chakra, and like hurt and like pain and just like dark and like rough and like all of this. And then I just started to feel it like within my body of like what it stemmed from. So first I saw that piece, and then I can see like somebody taking it, you know, like being rough with it and abusing it and so on and so forth. And even though she couldn't answer what it stemmed from, like it was shown to me. And then we got to dissect it that way. And that's where the healing actually came from. But I share that to say, like, it wasn't until recently, probably like a couple of months ago, where I was able to connect the dots. Like, this is what I've been doing, you know, and this is how I'm really able to help people. I had one client where I actually had to get off the phone with her and tell her, okay, like, you just take it, like, go to your guides, go to God, like, see what it is that came up for you. But she had this crippling feeling of like not being open with her partner, not being able to communicate, like just being closed off. Like, she wanted it. She wanted the relationship, but there was something that kept causing her to fall back and like to close off. And the vision that came up, it was so odd, like being in school and her standing in the hallway, feeling crying and looking around, and like nobody's there, but everybody's pointing the blame. Like, the energy is like all pointing the blame on her. And come to find out, like, we walked away from the conversation. I told her we'll reconvene next week. But she had actually had a friend that punched her in her back because of a rumor that he heard. And it was somebody that she had a crush on, and she had an asthma attack in front of everybody. Like, that's how hard it was. And she had kind of like forgot about it. But all of that, I'm like, dang, like, this powerful. Like, thank you, God. Like, I would have never, I would have never thought that I had the ability to see those type of things. So that's how I utilize it.
Yeah, you're mastering your superpower. I love it. Yeah. And it's just expanding, like, the more humans you work with, mm-hmm. and you just grow, you lean more into it, mm-hmm. and trust it. And it's, you know, I've seen you in action, and it's like really on the money, mm-hmm. and it's so beautiful. And I'm so happy you're using your God-given gifts in this lifetime.
Thank you.
Yeah. When you're with a couple that identifies as female and male, mm-hmm. do you ever talk about the love languages?
Oh, yeah. All the time. Yeah,
I love the love languages. Let's talk about them. So yeah. Tell me which one, if I leave one out. I know there's five. So there's words of affirmation. There's physical touch. There's quality time. There's acts of service. And there's gift giving.
Yeah.
I've never heard of acts of service. Oh, that's my husband's number one. We strip beds right before I left. While he's working his 9 to 5 and he's training Romania. No lie. He stripped those beds.
Yeah. Do you love that?
So wait, is that his love language or yours?
Oh, hell no. That is not mine.
We know mine is words of affirmation. I mean, I'm a professional talker. I'm losing my voice right now. So that's mine. I will tell him how handsome he is. And I do all the feels, all the words. So most humans have one that's very strong, is this correct, Cheryl? And then a second one that's usually up there.
Yeah.
And most partners don't have the same two.
No. Which is very interesting.
Lila, are you soul searching, my love?
No, I'm slightly confused because I guess I misinterpreted how love languages are used. So I would think like your love language is what Andy would be doing to connect with you. So yes. So the acts of service, although he's doing them, that's what speaks to you. Is that wrong? Am I backwards?
No, you have it. Like, that's what it is. But as humans, we tend to lead with what we want. So okay. Although her love language is words of affirmation. He wants the acts of service. So that's how we're conditioned to give love, because that's the way that we want to receive love. It's not to say everybody go out and do it, but that's just to say, like, that's how things typically are in a relationship. And that's why I start with learning your partner's love language, because you want to learn what's important to them to give that to them. So, and not just give them love how you desire.
On the money. So we call Andy Cinderella, because he does everything. And so I'm like, you know, call him my honey bunny and you're the best and all the words. But really, like, when I jump in and I make dinner and I scrub toilets, because he does so much of that, that's me giving him some of his love language, meeting him at his love language. And what he struggles with is, like, I want, you know, of course, want to hear that I'm beautiful. And so he struggles with the words. But gotcha. He would run to the grocery store for me and do any of that. So just as Angel Amy, I've made a commitment to my marriage that every time my husband is stripping a bed or cleaning a toilet, that's him saying, you are beautiful. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't mean he doesn't try, but for me, that's enough for me. And that's
smart.
Oh, thank you. I choose to look at it that way. So yeah. I say to him, when I tell you how handsome you are, you know, my second love language is personal touch, which most men love that. Mm-hmm. He knows that that's me cooking dinner and doing all those things that most women do. But my little Cinderella does a lot of it. So I thought I would just touch upon the love languages, because it will help people.
Yeah. And one thing I want to add that I always encourage my clients to do is to download the Love Nudge app. It's LoveNudge. And it's something for both you and your partner to download. But what it actually does is it communicates, like, you fill out the quiz and the love language quiz, and it'll tell you what your top two are. And then what this app actually does is, like, say, Amy, like, you need that words of affirmation. Like, say you didn't condition yourself to see him making his bed as those. So Instead of you yearning for it, the app can actually communicate with your partner and say, like, hey, her love tank is getting low. You need to fill it up. And it'll alert them right on their phones, and it'll tell them specifically what to do. Compliment Amy on what she's wearing.
Running home with that.
Because I just have to say the one thing. You know how people are always like, you know, oh, well, if you tell me you want to hear it, it won't be as sincere. And if you're waiting to hear it, you're like, I don't care if I had to tell you, say it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. And it's discreet, and you don't know if the alert is coming from your partner or from the suggested app, you know, but it's just this conscious thing of helping you understand how to give love in a way that your partner can receive it and appreciate it. Like, they even have, like, call to say goodnight or give them a kiss or buy them a gift, like all of those different things. And it takes the weight off. Like, why not?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that. And I believe in, like, flipping, like, gender roles and expectations. And, like, what I mean by that is, like, I'm, as a woman, I'm not afraid to be alpha in my relationship with my man, where I just took him out on a date. I took my Cinderella out on a date and he loved it. And I'm like, this is all about you. And I know in a heartbeat he would do that for me, but he was just, like, loving that. That was over this weekend.
Oh,
do you ever
so
flip
sweet.
The script on yeah. Peter?
No.
Nope. Sure don't.
Yeah. And just be like, you know, this is special for you.
Yeah. And I think it also, not only does it help with the connection with our partner, but it also switches things up. It's a benefit for ourselves. Like, it helps create that new neural pathway to spice things up. Because if we're doing the same thing over and over and over again for our partner, it becomes mundane. Yes. But if you switch it up, flip the script, like I'm going to pull out all the stops for you. Not only does it benefit them, but it also helps with your brain as well.
Yeah. I teach a lot about unpredictable equals unsafe. Mm-hmm. But the flip side is unpredictable equals adventurous. And mm-hmm. I love when my man is unpredictable. Like, I love it. Do a lot of women tell you that?
No, actually. I think they do, but we've never had that conversation.
It's just so adventurous. Like, mm-hmm. just like being intimate in random spots or... So sometimes
you learn it.
Yeah. Like sometimes I'm like, oh, this is so random. But and then I just lean into it. Yeah. And I'll say, oh, this is happening right now. Right. So I'm going to really put myself out there and tell you all that I learned something new. And this is what I learned that's new is that we know that vibrators can spice up the bedroom. And we also know that vibrators can spice up your relationship and your intimacy. And they, whoever they are, invented a vibrator for women after they go through menopause. Because I didn't realize that, like, that our, what's the word? The way we're structured shifts mm-hmm. and changes. Mm-hmm. Like after you go through menopause. So there is a specific vibrator. I think the way it's shaped, because our bodies are not shaped the same, pre-menopause and then post-menopause. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was fascinating. Mm. I actually listened to a podcast and I learned that. And then I also learned that like 90-year-olds have sex. Like, where have I been? Cheryl, where have I been? I thought it was going to go away. And I'm like so excited. I told my husband, like, we can like go the distance. It might just change and evolve of what we do, but it's still going to be intimate and fun. You loving this with my wigs on? Yeah, exactly. Oh, I'm dying. Yeah. I mean, these are just little things I've learned.
Mm-hmm. You know, two things to speak on that. One, in regards to the age, one of the things that I've noticed is that, like, after a certain age range, the table turns. Like, in the beginning, the man is more, like, sex heavy and want to have it. But then, and the woman is more, like, reserved. But then eventually, like, it flips and the woman wanted more and the man is more reserved, like, with age. But another thing in regards to like the vibrators and stuff like that, I feel like I'm scarred because I went to a sex store yesterday for research and thousands of vibrators and dildos and everything like everywhere. And then like, I've been to sex stores before, but not with the mindset of like, okay, I'm doing extensive research. What is this made out of? Like, what does this do? How powerful is it? How strong? What does this suck? What does this do? Like all of those different things. Some of the things that I saw, I was like,
and she does this for a living, everybody.
Like, oh my God.
We'd be mortified. We'd be mortified.
I know. I was like, what do people do with this? And I was asking the guy, like, what is this for? And he was read the back of the box. Oh. And I said, this is clean it. But it was very disturbing. It was. And I just had to.
Now, okay. So listen, in the state of Massachusetts, in the state of New Hampshire. So I do live in Massachusetts, Cheryl, as you know, but I'm on the New Hampshire border. In the state of New Hampshire, they sell vibrators in the drugstores like CVS and Walgreens. Do they do that? Because Cheryl is from... they sell them there.
But is there like a law that keeps them from doing it in other states?
I don't know. I haven't researched it yet. This is the first time I've told anybody.
What, did you just stumble into the CVS and saw them?
Actually, my friend, she posted on Facebook about it. She lives in the state of New Hampshire, and she said, I just walked through Walgreens and there are vibrators.
Yeah.
And has anybody else had this experience? Walgreens. I don't really have an opinion condoms are there and, mm-hmm. you know, and other, you know, I'm okay about it. I'm very open-minded.
Yeah.
Right?
Totally.
whatever.
Convenience.
It is convenient.
If it's not coming from Amazon.
Right?
Yeah. So are there like a couple of topics that people generally come to you about?
Okay. Yes. Yes. But I want to respond to Amy. No, it was you who asked, like, are there laws against it? I know in Texas, like a female cannot own more than 6 sex toys.
What?
Well, that's Texas. Am I going to piss off all my
just
Texas
curious,
listeners?
What's 6? Because the 7th day you rest.
Yeah. And for the record, Cheryl does not live in Texas, but I love that you know this.
I do not.
That's right. Bizarre.
Yeah. So that's that. But it's weird things. And yeah, there is a lot like coming for mainstream in the stores and stuff like that. We have them here in Walmart and CVS and Walgreens and stuff like that. And I'm in Illinois, so it's common to see now. But they started off like with the vibrating condoms, and then it went to the cock rings, and then it went to this and that. And now I'm like, oh my gosh, they're going to have a whole section like on it.
Yeah.
So that's that. Topics that they come to me for, learning fellatio. Like that's common for women to come in regards to that. Another one, which I don't know if you guys have heard of it or not, but gripping. That's another one that I get a lot of clients in regards to. But the biggest thing is like my partner don't want to have sex as much as I do. Like,
okay.
Something like that, like some type of disconnect. But they start there, but then it go into a whole
goes into thing. A healing session with Cheryl. Yeah. Yeah, I love that. So with the first two, is it like technique?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's
it's technique. Mm-hmm. But again, like I had a private fellatio session with the client, and she came to learn how to do, you know, give an amazing blowjob.
Yeah.
Before we could get to that, we had to do the healing stuff first. And it was one of those things that came up, like she was holding back within her relationship because of fears that she had experienced, you know, outside of the bedroom and so on and so forth. So that was one of those things too.
Yeah. And I think it's so like you do such beautiful work.
Thank you.
And I think it could get very misunderstood.
Yeah.
But sex is like we're all doing it. And if you're not, you should be.
That's right?
Like you're missing out.
Exactly. So, I say sex is like an adult's natural cure to everything. Depression, like, you know, exercise, like all of it. You can use sex. There's so many different benefits. High blood pressure, all of that good stuff.
Manifestation.
Oh my gosh. Orgasmic manifestation. Yeah. You can manifest anything.
Yeah, I believe in that. And I do because it's a release and like you're releasing energy from your body. Mm-hmm. So listen, everybody, you poop and it's a release. So we're going to talk about that. And, you know, when you have an orgasm, it's a release.
Yeah.
And that's it's energy. And that's you were built to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's a euphoric release.
And a what release, Cheryl?
Euphoric.
Euphoric. Like it's, yes. Yeah. This was great. So how do people find you, Cheryl?
They can find me on Instagram at Cheryl E. Thomas. That's my handle is CHARRELLEETHOMAS. You can also find me at CherylThomas.com, which is my website. And then YouTube, I am also Cheryl Thomas as well.
Great. Thank you so much, Cheryl.
Thank you guys for having me. It was such a pleasure. And thank the listeners for tuning in. I hope to see you on my side.
Yeah. Love you, Cheryl.
And thank you, everyone. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast. And if you would take a minute to rate it, we would appreciate it. We can be found everywhere podcasts are.
And we are on Instagram at Spill the Ginger Tea Podcast. So if you have any questions or comments or thoughts, just send us a message there. You can follow me at AngelAmy1123 on all social media platforms. And you can find me at myangelamy.com if you'd like to schedule a session or see what kind of events I have currently going on.
Did you know you can support our podcast through Buy Me a Coffee?
This will help us expand our mission to bring healing to the world.
There's a support the show link in the show notes of each episode.
Thank you, everyone. We appreciate the support.
Be well.